Talk Radio.
720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Talk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
It's the Hawkopedia, sponsored by Fresh Wave, the official deodorizer of the Chicago Blackhawks, which I think we all know the Fresh Wave slogan. If it stinks in Russian, it stinks in English. Just ask Panarin or Kane.
That's right.
Is that the slogan?
That sounds right to me this time.
Yeah.
I think we'll roll with that one.
I think we'll roll with that. Yeah. All right. So what do you have, Dave?
All right. Thought we'd talk teeth.
Teeth.
Well,
T-E-E-T-H.
That's the word. Remember, we talked to Coach Q yesterday about his own dental health after the injury to Andrew Shaw Friday night.
Do you remember what he said?
Yeah, that he had a few rentals, as he put it, from his playing
days. Said, are your teeth ever knocked out? He goes, yeah, I got a few rentals.
Yeah, that actually, you just nailed it.
Yeah.
Quenville said that's actually the rule in hockey, not the exception. Of course, Andrew Shaw Friday night hit in the mouth by a puck on the bench in Florida. That injury required 18 stitches to close a gash on his lower lip, knocked out two lower teeth, which Shaw maintains he swallowed. He has since had replacements. And Blackhawks fans know all about it. You've no doubt seen the famous picture of a fairly toothless Bobby Hull. You know the picture, Steve?
Sure,
holding up a puck after scoring his 50th goal in a game against the Rangers in 1962. And, of course, there was Duncan Keith taking a puck to the mouth in the 2010 Western Conference Final against San Jose when he lost seven teeth, four upper, three lower, and return to the ice, as Shaw did Friday night. Protective headgear has become more prevalent, along with mouth guards, which are highly recommended. According to Hockey Canada, the sport's governing body in the country which originated the game, 62% of Canadian hockey players have lost one or more incisors.
Well, of course, you got the hard rubber puck flying around all the time, and your face is in the way of the puck. You're going to lose teeth.
But can you imagine before guys wore helmets, before they wore somewhere
the visors?
How
about before goalies wore masks? How were there dead goalies?
I know.
Amazing.
It really is. But hopefully young players are more careful. Not as many of them will end up with rentals. And that's our Hawkopedia for today.